And speaking of Boomer's Barbecue, let's do it. It's an edition of Superstars of Business. Welcome as Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors an in-depth look at our area businesses and products and services and the people and places that make our area work. So let's learn more about our local business owners and contributions to Superstars of Business. Welcomes in Cameron Roundtree. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
Oh, good. It's cold out.
It is a little cold. It'd be good time for some barbecue,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If we can get the door open here pretty soon.
Okay. Cameron is the owner-operator of Boomer's Barbecue and Smokehouse. So going to get it open soon, we're hoping.
I'm hoping things go well. Maybe we'll get our final inspection the 30th. So I'd like to open the first week of May, but we'll see.
Okay.
It's
all
still
right.
A lot
well,
to do.
There's a lot of hoops to jump through if you want to open a business. It's not just an easy thing, as easy as some might think it, and not as easy as it probably should be, but that's okay. I mean, we play by the rules and get it open. So Boomer's Barbecue right here on South 2nd Street, and we've seen you busy at work here the last couple of 3 weeks. The trailer's all in. And you've got, boy, it's looking nice over there, too.
It's our, you know, the people say it's a trailer. Well, it's just a kitchen. That's all it is. It's our kitchen, and that frees up more space for customers to sit down and enjoy their food or take it home or whatever. So it was a lot easier to pull a trailer in there than it was to remodel, as most people from the state of New Mexico know. Especially a commercial building. So, like you said, there's rules, and we have to follow them. And
especially with food service.
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's correct. It's got to be safe, and we don't want anybody to be dissatisfied when they walk out. So,
and it's all self-enclosed.
It is. It's all self-contained, and you never know. Maybe in 20 or 30 or 100 years, I can retire and maybe take it on the road, and we can try it that way, but we'll see.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you pulled it from where?
I actually bought the trailer from some people in Amarillo, and it weighs a lot, and I pulled it from Amarillo in a New Mexico windstorm, so it was interesting all the way home.
A lot of ballast.
It's very heavy, so that helps. But, you know, it's sitting there. It doesn't matter how much it weighs. It'll serve its purpose, and it's
not going to blow away.
The inspector likes it. It's sanitary and clean and nice, and it'll serve its purpose.
And what's inside? What's inside the
trailer? You know, all that's in there is the sinks, which are required, steam table to keep stuff warm, storage areas, countertops. That's pretty much it. In the back, I can't say the half. It's probably 12 feet. Is the smoker where all the food will be cooked. It's a traditional wood-style smoker. We're not putting anything in an oven and tricking you. It's all done with wood. And you'll see once I fire it up, you'll see the smoke. So,
all right.
Just old school, I guess, is what
okay.
it is.
Okay, all right. Any particular special kind of wood that you use?
I use, because of where we're at here in New Mexico, you're limited, unlike Texas, where you have a wide variety of different wood. I use just oak.
Okay.
I use any fruit wood I can get my hands on.
Sure.
I don't have that developed palate like some people maybe, and I don't taste the difference depending on the wood.
Right.
Some may, some might not, but I just
enjoy the bouquet. Huh?
I don't have the bouquet. No, it's not like sipping a fine glass of wine, I guess. It tastes like good smoked food, so that's all I'm really care about.
All right. So. Good deal. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the business. How did you get to be a restaurateur, yeah. A barbecuer.
As my wife told a lady yesterday, my wife, although she's college educated, she's dabbled in the food service industry. My last 6 months or year in the military when I was in the Marines, I was assigned to headquarters company, so I had to go and babysit messmen. Messmen are the people who help the cooks in the kitchen. So, while I was there, I took advantage and had those fellas teach me some stuff, and well, that's completely different than this. I've always worked for the government ever since I've graduated high school. So learning to cook this smoked food, go to East Texas and you'll definitely learn. Everybody there has a smoker in their backyard. Everybody has their different ways. So all I did was take their ways and little changes that I like. And,
add your own little touches.
You know, it's not real hard. It's just a matter of figuring it out. And my parents came out to East Texas with us for a little while, and they tasted the food, and they decided that it was fantastic.
You should sell this.
Yeah, they come back to Raton, and my grandma lived here for years and years, so I've been coming to Raton since I was a kid and visiting. My parents called me up and said, "Hey, we'll be your banker if you want to come try this." So
let's do
me
it.
Me and the wife decided, let's go try, and I think we'll do okay. We're not a huge operation. It's small, so I think that'll help us with our overhead, and we'll be able to keep the meals affordable for people.
Right.
It'll be just as quick as, you know, a fast food restaurant.
Right.
But your food will be... I'm there lots and lots more hours than you think, because to cook a brisket takes about 20 hours. So
when you own a business plus something like that, I mean, you just can't walk away
from
that. Do you have your own special sauce?
Special, it's...
He's climbing up.
It's special, I guess, but you know, some people will like it, some won't. It's hard to please everybody. Some people like sweet, some people like spicy. Right. And mine's just a kind of a generic. It's not generic, but it's just a normal, I guess, sauce. It's not real thick, not real runny. But
if you want extra, you can ask for extra.
Well, we'll give it to people if they want it. If I don't put any sauce on the food, that's up to you. So if you think your pulled pork sandwich needs some sauce, then you'll get a side of it and you can put it on there. For the ribs, I prefer, personally, I don't put sauce on the ribs, and that's up to the customer and your individual taste.
So let's talk a little bit about the menu. What are you going to have as options?
Well, as of now, and of course it's not finalized yet, and we're going to take some feedback from the customers once we open too, but to open, we'll have brisket, pulled pork. We're still looking for a good sausage. It's difficult to find it. I don't want to just grab something from the store and throw it on there, because most of those are already seasoned and cooked. And we're gonna find one. We'll have some turkey legs. I've had some people asking about turkey legs, and we'll try that at first and see how it goes. And then chicken quarters. Some people have asked for chicken. I'm tossing around the idea of like a chef salad, but I probably won't offer that in the beginning.
He's tossing a chef salad.
There you go. It's the idea, right? Probably not in the beginning, but if we get enough requests for it, I'll try to implement it. Then you'll get, like you said, potato salad, coleslaw.
Okay.
We'll have beans.
Some good sides.
Just so everybody knows, when you eat the beans, there's going to be meat in them. So if you're a vegetarian, that's probably not the restaurant for you, because all you can really have is coleslaw, I suppose. Potato salad. That's about it. Sure. But, like I said, depending on our customers, we'll update and change our menu. If we get enough requests for certain things, we'll try to accommodate it.
Our superstars of business, we're talking with Cameron Roundtree, Boomer's Barbecue and Smokehouse, opening up soon. We've heard also on the radio you have some openings for some help.
We do, and thanks to the radio station here, we've received quite a bit of interest and a bunch of applications. So if anybody out there still has their application, get it back to me as soon as you can. If we're not there, put it in the mailbox. We'll get it. We will probably decide Monday or Tuesday on the people we're going to hire. So, if you have them out there, get them back. Because if not, I'll just keep it on file. And if we have an opening, we'll let you know.
Depending on the process, sometime in early May, Boomer's will be open. And then once you open, what are your hours going to be?
We're going to open probably around 10:30, 11 for lunch, and then we'll go to 8 o'clock, I believe. 8 o'clock in the evening, we'll
adjust too.
It could,
but for a start, that's
where we're going to start, and we have we'll have the staff to support that.
Okay.
6 days a week. We will be closed Sunday, so. But we'll extend hours if we get enough people. You know, I eat earlier lunch or my work, you know, then we'll open a little bit. It's fine. It's not a big deal. The food will be pretty much ready. But
you can eat in, you can carry out too.
Yes, sir. We'll have.
And will you cook amounts for special occasions, a larger amount?
I have two smokers. I have a really, really, really big one. I could probably put almost 1,800 pounds of meat in it. Hmm. I probably don't want to fire that up too often because it's a wood eater. The little one's the smaller one. I shouldn't say it's little. It's smaller than that one. We'll do the day-to-day cooking in that. But yes, if you want more than 3 pounds of something,
right,
you know, give me 24-hour notice and we'll get it cooked for you. If you have a party, a family reunion, just whatever. If you want a bunch of food cooked, come let me know. We'll settle on the price. We'll cook the food for you. We'll cut it up, put it in pans. You come get it. Do what you will.
Okay.
We're not going to, you know, I won't have the staff members to deliver it or to help you serve or anything like that. But we'll definitely prepare it for you and
get the product there.
You can go enjoy.
All right. Very good. Cameron Rountree, Boomer's Barbecue and Smokehouse. What's the official address?
It's 1117 South 2nd Street.
Okay. 1117 South 2nd, which is just like Caddy, right across the street from us and from the First National Bank of New Mexico,
area. And the folks at Records Ace Hardware, they're their face stuck to the glass waiting. They're waiting. So everybody along that block is waiting. So,
well, and it looks nice. Really looks nice. You painted it up, put the railing on. Mm-hmm. There were those concrete, what used to be the A&W root beer order,
I think so, yes.
Things,
mm-hmm,
is what it was, and they were there for a long, long time, but that's cleaned up.
Yes, sir, they're gone.
It looks really, really nice, and we wish you the best of luck. Boomer's Barbecue and Smokehouse coming to Raton, and it's not too far into the future, just as soon as everything gets signed and sealed and delivered.
That's it.
Okay, very good. So you said you were an ex-Marine, too?
Yes, sir, I am.
Very good. Thank you for your service,
you,
as a matter of fact. And now you'll still be working for the government. We're paying taxes.
Pretty much, yeah. We're going to help them out with some money. How about that?
All right. Well, hopefully we can help you out, too. If they have any questions, how can they get a hold of you, Cameron?
Our office phone number is 575-445-2881. If we're not there, leave a message. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay.
We're in and out a lot right now. There's nobody necessarily manning the phone
on a full-time
all hours.
Basis.
So.
Right. Okay. Very good. Thanks for coming and visiting
us.
All right. Cameron Rountree, Boomer's Barbecue and Smokehouse. And that is our Superstars of Business here for this Tuesday. Pioneer Natural Resources has sponsored this in-depth look at our businesses, products, services, and people that make our area work. So join us again next time. We'll learn about another local business. If you'd like to learn more about Pioneer Natural Resources, their website is www.pxd.com.
Jeff Cook here again with Cook Motor Company. Did you know that nearly every new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram that we currently sell gets much better fuel economy than they did just 3 years ago? And if you couple that with great rebates and super low interest rates, you can actually save money over the vehicle you currently own. Plus, I'm going to give you top dollar for your trade. Cook Motor Company, 426 East Main in Trinidad, where you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Come see us today.
You see a street. We see a paved street, recently patched with curbs and sidewalks, traffic lights in good working order, and clearly visible street signs. All the things you don't see or take for granted, your city provides. Raton works, and we're proud of it. This message brought to you by the City.